This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to Is the Mic Still On? Episode.
I thought we didn't keep the numbers.
No, we don't. I'm just fucking with you. Anyway, make sure you guys subscribe, share the show, join us on YouTube, be a part of the community, Reddit, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. This is part of the Dead End Podcast Network. You can catch our other shows that's on the network at deadendpodcast.com. Other shows such as Dead End Gaming, Dead End Sports. What else we got on there, B? What else? Let's see, what else?
Black Korea.
Yep.
Low Mid Podcast.
And some other show. Yeah, Low Mid. They did the Igor review last week, so that dropped Friday. For those of you listening that are interested in that. And also, man, check out Dead End Hip Hop, youtube.com/Dead End Hip Hop. And even Mike C Town. He got, you know, his channel is going on over there too. So make sure you guys subscribe to that as well.
You over 50K. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, man. Doing it big.
I be looking, man. I'm proud of this dude.
Appreciate it.
For real.
Grinding. You know what I'm saying?
That's a major accomplishment. Cause I can remember when we hit like 50K, it was this big thing. And then this man already at 50K. It's like crazy. I'm
already?
Like, dang. Well, not already,
man,
but like
forever, man.
I understand, but like it's just like We were once there as an entity, you know what I'm saying? And you're at 50K. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Yeah.
I'll cheer when I get that 100. When I get that 100. Man.
Oh, yeah, because you'll get a plaque. Yeah, because you'll get a plaque at that point.
Yeah, y'all not going to know me.
Hey, my nigga, I hit that 100.
Boy, I wear suits every day, no matter what kind of hot it is. Steve Harvey suits in this bitch.
Like I might feel like doing that in hip hop today.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that in hip hop today.
Right.
That's dope, though.
Yeah,
that's super dope.
The show is broken down into the following segments. We do a facts only at the beginning of the show, just to clear up anything we messed up. Then we do topics. Then we do comment commentary, which we read feedback and comments from you guys. And then we close out the show with the Pass the Mic segment. So that's all the upfront stuff. So we're going to jump into the show. Let's do some facts only about Robert Downey Jr. So last week we were talking about LaQuisha, which apparently is out now on Amazon Prime. I think it was for free. I'm not sure, but...
So the movie is really...
Yeah, it's a real movie.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody kept hitting us up saying, yeah, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. So they wanted us to watch it and comment on it.
Super independent, though. It's probably not... Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is, but...
You gonna watch it, though?
If it's free, I'll watch it. I'm not paying any money for it.
But do you have Amazon Prime?
So it's only free for Amazon Prime?
More than likely.
Yeah,
that's probably what
you have to have a Prime membership.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I do, so I'll probably watch it. If I do, maybe I'll talk about it on Frames Per Second, which is our movie review and TV recap podcast. We're doing John Wick 3, so that may be out by the time you're listening to this. Anyway,
I got to say this. I got a quick fan story that just happened a couple days ago. I was right up the street at the Publix. Up the street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was getting, getting a sandwich or something like that. And I was in line, and a dude came in from outside. He's like, oh, shit, big fan or whatever. You know, he, like, hit me with the fist bump over the chips and shit and when you're in the line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And he said something else. I couldn't hear what he said exactly, but then he kind of walked off. But then you could see, like, people around was like, okay, who the fuck is this guy or whatever. And I was just like, oh, shit. So I had my head down because I, you know, I didn't really want to. I was just coming coming in and going out.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody yelling, Ghostface! It's
Ghostface! And so once I got to the checkout line, I still kind of had my head down, but I could see out my peripheral, the cashier. She was just like looking. You know how somebody be looking at you like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just trying to catch your eyes. And I knew she was trying to catch my eyes. And I didn't even feed into it. Uh-huh. So I was just, you know, putting my number in. I didn't even say shit because I knew it was about to be some bullshit.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, man, watch this be some bullshit. And so she stopped and she did, you know, the squint and the head turn left and right. She's like, hey, are you the guy from Bird Box?
Who was in?
Wow.
What black guy was in Bird Box?
The dude from Moonlight.
Tom,
from Moonlight. Yeah, the dude from
the
Moonlight.
The dude from Moonlight. Yeah. I was like, yo, out of anybody, I've never heard that one. I've heard so many people.
This
like,
she was
Bird
fishing,
Box.
Bro.
Bruh. I was like, this. I knew it was gonna be some bullshit, but I didn't know it was gonna be some bullshit like that. Like the dude from Bird Box, though.
Look, I'm trying nothing to look, I don't know who alike.
The dude from Moonlight.
He played
man.
Moonlight.
He was the last guy. When he grew up,
guy?
Yeah, him. She thought I was him.
I know,
was this a
right?
Black or white cashier?
She was black. She was a black chick.
She got the cataracts or something. Yeah, you look nothing at all like that guy.
Nothing.
Not even remotely.
I was like, wow. She was just fishing. Yeah, like you said, Fivo, she was just fishing.
You should have said yes, though.
I should have
said. I would have.
And the people in line was like, kind of, they was looking like, they was trying to figure it out, too. It was like, nah, that ain't him.
I would have said, yeah, that's me. Don't look. I got you.
But yeah, I thought that shit was hilarious, man. I was like, hell nah. But yeah, that's just a quick story. I thought that was hilarious.
Wow. Yeah, the grocery store brings, like, extra attention because everybody else is trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Why did this person just react that way?
Yeah, but for her trying to guess it out, that was, I've never seen anybody try to do that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, because I knew she didn't know who I was from the show. You could just kind of tell, and it's like, yeah, you don't know who I am from the show, but so you about to try to put somebody else in there.
Yeah, you about to be reaching like
yeah,
a
you about to be reaching. Yeah, so that was funny. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. So it was about Robert Downey. So
the Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, it was about Tropic Thunder, man. And, you know, we were talking about him basically wearing blackface in it. So somebody, and we had a couple of people that wanted to provide some clarification about it. So GIO4MA wrote on Reddit, for clarification, because I saw this topic come up on Twitter because of something else. Robert Downey Jr. wasn't technically doing blackface on Tropic Thunder. If you remember, Tropic Thunder wasn't really an action movie, but rather it was a comedy movie about shooting an action movie. Robert Downey Jr. wasn't playing a black character. He was playing a white actor playing a black character on some Inception shit. This character wasn't making fun of black people, but instead making fun of how racist Hollywood is, i.e. Hollywood would get a white guy to play a black character just because he has a big name. The joke and the movie as a whole were also a reference to the show MASH, which, if some of you remember, gave all the PLC characters egregiously racist names. And Robert Downey Jr. was made into an even more potent joke because years later, Hollywood made a horrible adaptation of the anime movie Ghost in the Shell, which takes place in Tokyo, features, yeah, which starred Scarlett Johansson playing a Japanese cop named Motoko Kusanagi, giving the excuse that they needed her to sell tickets. So,
what's the facts only? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, he's trying to say that
all that for what?
Robert Downey Jr. wasn't actually playing blackface. He was playing a character playing
but
blackface.
But not all of us agree with that, though.
I mean, was it really that even big
I don't
of
even
a
think
discussion?
It was. Like, yeah. I don't even think it was.
It wasn't worth no four paragraphs.
No.
But we appreciate you, Gio from Mom.
But you know what? I think the thing is, you can word it how you want to word it. The man was wearing blackface in the damn movie.
Right.
So, you know, and so he's trying to get technical about it and all of that. And I think for the African-American community that will watch that, they don't care about all of the other stuff that he just wrote. They just see a white man wearing, you know, black face paint.
See, but that was the thing, though. I never felt that way when I watched that movie.
No, I didn't either.
Oh, okay.
And I think you and I were on the same page. And some people said that. You know, there were, and we weren't speaking to absolutes, all right? So obviously there are going to be some people that were offended, you know, but
Yeah, I think I remember hearing a few comments here and there when that movie came out. But yeah, I just never, it just never came off that way to me.
Yeah, it just was, I
don't know. I mean, it's been things that comes off like that, but that wasn't one of them.
Well, we appreciate the clarification, Gio, especially for those of us like myself who've never seen the movie, but I was never offended. I didn't know what was going on. I assumed it was some kind of joke that just went over my head. That would make sense if I watched the movie, but I've just never cared to watch it. So,
And Zod Magus said that Soul Man had a lot of backlash from the black community. And then he actually included some links to that. That's also on Reddit, but... again, I don't really remember that, but we didn't have social media around like that. Right. So
I definitely think Soul Man was probably blackface more, definitely more so than Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, and one of the links said the NAACP in Los Angeles called out Soul Man, and then there was another link to the rap, which Radon, Sean Blaine, Spike Lee for Soul Man, racial stigma 30 years later.
Why is it Spike Lee's fault?
I don't know. This,
yeah. Was he like part of it?
I didn't think he was. Was he?
Yes, he probably had something to do with it, maybe.
I can't see Spike Lee putting his name on something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say that Soul Man didn't have backlash? I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I was too young to remember. Well, I probably wasn't paying. Like I said, it wasn't no social media and stuff like that around that time. So I don't even know if I was even.
Did you bring it up, B?
I don't remember.
We were trying to think of the name.
Yeah, I brought it up because I think we were trying to figure out what the name was, and then we came to the conclusion it was Soul Man. Yeah, but I don't remember if we were saying that it didn't get backlash or anything like that.
Right, right, right.
I don't remember.
I don't remember black folks saying like, "Oh, you see that movie? Soul? It offended me." Like I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I could have been too young to remember it possibly and not understanding like what's going on behind the scenes.
What year did it come out?
I don't remember.
It's like an 80s movie.
It's an
80s movie.
Like 88, 87, something like that.
Yeah. Was it that late?
Yeah, probably yeah. So.
And I was probably 9 or 10 or something like that.
Let's see. Yeah, it was in 1986. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like what? Yeah. 5?
I was 10.
Yeah.
I was 2.
So,
whatever. Soul Man was tight. Don't fuck with y'all.
Nah, yeah, it was. I remember liking it though.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we got this week. You know what? I think we've been doing pretty well, man.
With the facts only.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of people, you know, checking us.
Or we've been mean about it, so they just gave up.
Right.
We make fun of them every single time they do. We're going to fuck about your facts only.
Right.
We're just going to make a whole segment about how we don't give a fuck about your facts only.
Fuck it, guys. Don't send them in no more. Just don't do that.
Don't let us bully y'all, man.
That's hilarious. That's right. Weird, though, especially with Reddit. I would think Reddit be on kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they definitely facts only, but Ken don't want to read those.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's selective facts.
Ooh.
Oh.
Why can't you look like you that, though?
He knows. Moving on.
You sneaky son of a bitch.
Yeah, you remember.
Damn.
Y'all can reread it, too.
I guess it ain't really facts only. It's just my opinion right now only.
Mm. There we go. Mm. That's much better.
Okay.
Anyway, topics, man. So this story broke while we were recording last week about Robert Smith paying off the student loan debt for the graduates at Morehouse. Robert Smith was a commencement speaker for that class. And it was really dope seeing someone do that. But to my surprise,
I think to a lot of us in this room surprised.
Yeah, it received some backlash, man. Like a lot of backlash from, I won't say a lot, but there was definitely some backlash to what he did and critiques about it, highlighting that we shouldn't, you know, be praising a billionaire for being generous. And, you know, that's the least of that they can do with all of the money that they have. Some people were upset that he was married to a white woman and didn't care about the money he gave to the 400 something students. I guess it was 400. I don't have
that. That's
where
he got that money from, that white lady. that was her money.
Because he was married to a white woman, so that just nullified everything that he did. So yeah, man, people have some feelings about this man taking his money, freeing hundreds of students from the student loan crisis that we are currently in right now, and paving the way for them to possibly do the same as they go on in their career, and also helping change and improve, hopefully, generations for future African-American families. So have you guys seen any of the backlash and any thoughts on the criticisms that he's received?
Well, before that, I wanted to bring Huey on from the Low Mid Podcast.
What's up?
What up, man? Since he's currently a college student right now, I just wanted to kind of get your take on what happened.
On the backlash and everything?
Well, just in general. Like, I guess, like, because we kind of briefly went over it last episode, because like Ken said, it had just broke. But I guess just the guy doing it and then the backlash of it. Like, what's your take on that?
So the only thing I was upset about is that he didn't come to my school and do it. Other than that, like, I don't see the problem. That it seems like a situation where people just gonna find something to be upset about, I guess. Mm-hmm. How can you? I don't get how you can spin that into being a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's absolving all these, you know, young adults of debt. Like, do you know how that's such a stress reliever? Like, to graduate and then all your debt is paid off. I couldn't even imagine how dope that would be. So, it must just be people that are still paying off loans that are just mad as shit, that they still have to pay their shit, which that just seems like, I don't know, it's got to just be jealousy or something. Because that I feel like him doing that, shit, it sets a precedent for other people to kind of step up you know, reach out to their schools, because then people are looking at you like, you know, what are you going to do about it? You don't get mad at him.
Especially when you have, you like, people, like, come to the school and speak and all that. Like, he had the Diddy's that came to the school and speak.
Diddy go to Howard
and stuff. Yeah, it's like, yo, it really puts the pressure on them.
Yeah. Diddy didn't do that, did he?
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't catch the
Diddy,
bars.
I was about to say.
You catch the bars. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? All my logic shit today, boy. You know what I'm saying? You didn't catch the bars.
Logic review from the family.
Sorry. But, nah, it's good. But, yeah, like, just that seems dope. I don't know. I think people are just being upset for no reason, to be honest. Like, how can you get mad at the person that is doing something?
Right. Your friends getting upset? Have you heard anything?
No, we
friends?
Were all like, that shit's dope. Like, you know what I mean? And then it's a black man giving back to a black college.
It's like, a win on top of a win. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, they need to chill with the hate. That's just kind of dumb, to be honest.
Is there any part of you that gets the arguments that's going on at all? Or like,
no. As a college student with debt, like, no, that's tight to me. Like, if you have the means to do it, why not? Like, you know, and then, like, if he didn't do it, nobody would be saying anything to him. Like, he doesn't have to give any of his money away. He could have just gave a speech or whatever, bought like a wing of a school or some shit. Like, but he chose to do something that I feel is like just even greater. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, I don't see how that's a bad thing at all.
Right. I feel you. Appreciate you, Huey.
Yeah, talk about paying for it. Yeah. Paying it forward. Man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, that's so fucked up that that's where we are in society, right? Like, where even nice, kind gestures, like, we have to poke at
it. Nice, kind, boy. This is way more than kind.
You know what I'm saying?
He said nice and kind.
You know? Right, he said, bro.
Just double whammy, huh?
Yeah.
Little 1-2.
I'm just saying, like, how can we find anything negative with that? Like, how can we say, come on, like,
These are just negative people in general who are just mad at life. And it sounds like Huey's right. Like, these are just people that were mad that this dude didn't come to their school.
Because,
I get it. Capitalism sucks. We all
it
know
does.
That.
Yes.
But just like Huey said, this dude didn't have to do shit. And he did it.
He really didn't have
and
to
if
do
that
shit.
Was me, and then I got online later and I see these little raggedy ass people being like, well, that's the least you could do. Shit, I'm not gonna congratulate you. That's not generous. That's just what you're supposed to do. Says who?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Says who?
Exactly.
Who made this rule?
We all think you should do that.
Right.
But you're not required.
Right.
So I wanna know all these motherfuckers that are online complaining. Mm-hmm. I really want to know, what the fuck do you do? Do you contribute to homeless every time you walk by one?
Right.
Are you giving parts of your check to organizations? Or are you just sitting back on fucking line bitching about shit because you ain't getting it? Mm-hmm. Get out of here, man.
Right.
And leave a man's wife alone. Maybe what, he feels bad because he got that white lady at home, and he's like, man, right. Shit. Let me go ahead and get his money so these motherfuckers leave me alone by my wife.
He was married to a sister for a while, man. He has like, he has five kids. I think he had three with her. Uh-oh. But, you know.
And I wonder if those same people, if it was them, if they'd be like, exactly. Nah, you know what? I don't want this shit. Let me stay in debt.
Exactly. Exactly. I bet you they ain't quick to take that shit down.
Here. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
You'd be hugging that man. Just like everybody else crying.
Hell yeah.
Bro.
Man, I was crying. If you not, you stupid as fuck.
You stupid as fuck.
Right. If you not, like, what is wrong with you? Like, right. What the fuck is wrong with you, really? Right. Like, for real.
Go ahead and take this blessing.
Blocking your blessing.
Congratulate these kids, man. Yes. They deserve it. They graduated. So congrats for them, man. And, you know, we ain't got to kiss this guy's ass or nothing. But say thank you.
Yeah. Give it a spotlight. We have a platform. We should talk about it.
And like Huey said, crazy. This might start a precedent where other billionaires
That's what I was thinking.
Like, you know, they might be like, oh, really?
Yeah, because isn't T.I. trying to call for something or something like that? I thought I saw a headline of T.I. trying to put together some black people to do the same type of thing or whatever. I thought I saw that somewhere. I don't know if it's old or if it just came after this or whatnot, but I meant to look it up.
Of the exaggeration.
Right. But that'd be dope, man, you know? But just to kind of, like, what are some of the things you've heard, Ken? I'm guessing you've been kind of following it closely, like, backlash.
Well, you know, I'm on the Washington Post now, and, you know, they have some people that wrote in, and somebody from Virginia wrote, of course, I'm happy for the students and very appreciative of a rich person who contributes from his success to others. However, my immediate thought was, what about the classmates who struggle and sacrifice to pay the cost of their education without going into debt? Saying there must be many feeling left out, unlucky, or even resentful.
Blame Sallie Mae for that shit. Right. Don't blame Robert Smith. It's not his fault. Blame the system that's fucked up that makes us have to pay all this money. You're putting negativity on the wrong shit.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that doesn't sit well with me, man. I think a lot of people are thankful for what he did, but you know, to use this as a way to attack capitalism, I think it's the wrong way to go about doing it. You know, we understand that, you know, there are plenty of people out here with all this money and they're hoarding it. They use philanthropy to avoid paying taxes, you know, as write-offs and stuff like that. But I think that's the wrong way to look at it. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at the students that are going to benefit. You should look at what they could potentially do for their family. We as African Americans are behind, you know, and this gives them a boost. What they do with it is up to them one way or the other. That was going to happen regardless, but I think this gives them a competitive advantage over other people, white and black. So it bothered me to see that. When I started hearing about the backlash, I spent like 10 to 15 minutes late that night just ranting to the missus about it and just going off, just seeing the stuff that I saw online, man. It's just like, this is the wrong time. This is the wrong time to do that.
And I always forget that you're in a college too. What is the campus atmosphere like that around it?
They had already left by then.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. For the summer.
For the summer. But yeah, I mean, you know, and shout out to one of the listeners, Julian, who sent over some stuff about it because, you know, he knew we were going to talk about it. He's a reporter out of D.C. And I was just reading up on it, you know, a little bit last night. And, you know, when you look at the billionaires, and I know there's an argument to me, like, you know, most of them only give 1% of the money that they earn, you know, and I understand that that's a valid critique, and most of them want to or view them as people that should redistribute their wealth. Warren Buffett gives 53% of the money that he earns, you know, so he's the most generous out of all of them. But, that's crazy. But I think though, you know, when you look at capitalism and, you know, the argument that it exploits people because you have a private owned company and then you have also the working class that basically funds the owners of this, you know, it comes across as a form of slavery, you know, but because their earnings are capped based on the role that they're in. And but then you hear the people that have the money saying, hey, you know, I worked my way up for nothing. Why can't you do the same? So, you know, people kind of bump heads like that. But with Robert Smith and what he's done, this is a moment to applaud and fight those issues next. Because, you know.
Well, you can fight them at the same time. Just don't include Robert Smith
exactly.
in that discussion.
That's right. What I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can say capitalism is fucked up. You can say that these kids should not have amassed that kind of debt from being in school for 4 or 5 years. You can say all of that. But some of the shit that I was seeing was like, I'm not going to congratulate Robert Smith. I'm not going to applaud him. He should do that. Matter of fact, he should do more, which I agree with you. He should. But he did this.
Right.
So I'm going to say, damn, this is dope.
Yes.
Sure, you could do more, but I'm not going to say that right now.
Right.
Right now, I'm going to say, damn, that was
That's
great for these
amazing.
Fucking kids.
Yeah.
Great job. Where are the other millionaires that are not doing this?
Right.
Get them in the fucking right. room. But you're attacking Robert Smith because you feel like he should do this? If I was Robert Smith, I'd be like, man, fuck all y'all. How
right.
about that?
Right.
I wish I could. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, think man. About that, the feeling of that, like, of him, like.
Yeah,
like, I know. Like, seeing that, like, after doing that, you're like, what the fuck? Seeing your own people that you helped out.
Right, turning on you.
Turning
right.
on you like that.
Which
that
he might not
crazy.
Even have done it for any kind of congrats.
Right.
Yeah, it's not about congrats. It's just about the fact that he did it, and then right. to see backlash from it. You couldn't even fathom that. I wouldn't be able to, I couldn't imagine if somebody, it'll hurt. Like, it would hurt. Yeah. I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck can I do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely wanted to
get. If I don't do it, I'm getting talked about. And I'm doing
like,
it, I'm still getting talked about.
That's a good point, because would y'all be happier if he had never done
shit?
Right,
right. Y'all
because then you wouldn't even know this man's name.
Exactly.
You only know his name because he did something good.
Exactly.
Y'all are corny, bro.
I know.
Y'all are corny.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's funny, man, because kind of going back to what B was saying, like we spend time talking about people like that and say they should be doing these things. And the moment somebody does it, you know, it's a problem. It's like, which
damn
one?
You, damn what, if you what, do, damn if you don't.
Right. What do y'all want? You can't make anybody happy nowadays.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
you want the system dismantled, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I do too. But God damn it. If that was me at my school, I'd have passed the fuck out like Jamie Foxx.
Like, I'm
in a heartbeat.
Yes. Oh, Lord, God, Jesus!
Man, if that dude paid off, if he did it now.
Right.
I mean, every time I look at my check and that fucking shit comes out for Sallie Mae, if Robert Smith did that for me, bro.
Oh, they take your shit out automatically now?
I did it like that.
Oh, you did it like that.
Because otherwise, I'll forget to pay it, or I'll just be like, man, fuck Sallie Mae. I'm not paying it this month.
And so I thought they got you, man.
No.
I would have did that church run.
But he put himself on child support.
I did. Yeah, I did. I did. Otherwise, it's not getting paid.
I think like $1 trillion of social media debt that's out there?
Social media.
Damn it.
That he said social media.
Student loan. Student loan debt.
I thought y'all were changing the subject.
Okay, so, all right. What is it? Is there like $1 trillion of student loan debt? I was about to say it again. Student loan debt that's out there?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, they started doing those that started that debt forgiveness program for people where they was paying off people. Like if you was in a certain percentile, they would pay it off.
But I ain't heard a single person that actually came out and said, yeah, I got it.
Really?
I just heard that a few people said they were going to do it.
Yeah, I think it was a few people that came out.
They're crisis actors.
I think it got dismantled under this administration.
Oh, my God.
And then there was also the teachers, like if you taught, then they would reduce it. I think you had to do like 5-10 years or something in the educational school system. But that is the biggest problem. And, you know, it's an issue, and you'll expect to see changes there. Because we've seen like these private universities are, you know, being attacked for basically taking advantage of people, you know, promising this and that. So here we got a guy that basically pulled guys out of that loop. It's pretty dope. So anyway, but yeah, we wanted to just to kind of address some of that that's happened. I know we didn't get a chance to go in depth, you know, when it broke last week, but we wanted to just come back around, circle back around, you know, and talk about it real quick. I'm gonna try to pull up. Harvey Weinstein, man.
What'd he do now?
Settled $44 million for sexual misconduct. This story kind of went under the radar. You know, I think I heard about it because of a podcast, but I didn't see a lot of articles. I think they're starting to cover it now. But now that it broke, and I think, I don't know exactly, was it Friday? No, was it Thursday? Either way it goes. But yeah, he settled. And Ashley Judd and Rose McGowan came out and said that they are not part of the settlement, the $44 million settlement, and that they are going to take him to trial. So it's not over. But I got to admit, when I first, I was like, $44 million settlement, that's it? He just gets to walk away.
So does that mean no jail time? Or does it not say?
For this, no. No.
Wow.
It's not. Damn. Yeah. But he still has criminal charges that he's facing. So it's not over yet. He doesn't get away scot-free. But man, yeah, it's amazing what money can do, man. That's incredible.
But that probably ain't shit for him.
No, it ain't shit for him, man.
That's why he can get crazy. That back.
Uh-huh. I was gonna say, like, y'all don't think $44 million is shit for him?
No. For Harvey Weinstein? No.
Like what is his net worth?
I have no idea, but I'm sure it's quite a bit more than $44 million.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta think it's in the hundreds, right?
This dude's not making millions on millions on millions.
But I'm just saying hundreds, not like 100,000. I'm talking about like 600,000, 700,000. Like, that's just, it's not even what, 5, 10%?
Look, if he can drop $44 million, it's definitely not half of his net worth. Guarantee it.
His net worth is $50 million.
No way.
As of 2019.
Really?
As of 2019. Yeah. After this or something?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I would think he'd be way more than that.
Nah, man.
Because how he got less money than Robert E. Smith?
Yeah, he got it hidden somewhere, man.
He has to. Think about it. This guy's been making this kind of money for fucking decades.
They don't leave their money in the bank. You know this.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And I think that's just this year so far.
Or maybe that's what he made this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That would make more sense.
Which is still crazy. He's been going through all this shit and still was able to make $50,000 this
year. Yeah, $50 million.
$50 million. Nah, but net worth is different, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Are you sure it's net worth and it's not?
Yeah, that's what I looked up. His net worth.
Well, we'll have to get facts only on that then.
See, I'm looking at, this is an article from May 25th, 2018, and it says his net worth is up to $300 million or more.
Right. That makes more sense.
Right. Yeah.
Because
I guarantee he didn't lose 200-something million.
Right, that's this year, bro. That's just this year. Yeah, that's because he hasn't been active. And he still made 50-something million dollars, and he's not even active this year. Right. That's fucking crazy,
and name is in the dirt. Not just active.
Right.
Name is in the dirt, and he still made 50-something million.
He just pooped out 50 million.
Right, right. Like, shit. Oh, y'all want to have this? Right. Bitch, take it.
This nigga chilling. He's chilling.
Doing nothing.
Making 50 million, dog. This year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The year ain't even over.
Right. Yeah,
somebody facts only, because everything I'm finding says that his net worth is 50.
Hey, man, that's fake.
Yeah,
news,
somebody
man.
Facts only that shit.
Please.
Because I'm curious.
So approximately.
Yeah, this one says 150.
Think about it, people.
That man's net worth isn't $50 million.
Look at the companies. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Look at all the companies and everything.
That just doesn't make any sense.
What's Diddy's net worth, you think?
He's almost a billionaire.
Yeah. Exactly. So if Diddy is almost a billionaire, you think Harvey Weinstein is only a 54 millionaire?
Nah.
Right. Harvey Weinstein is, he's got that money. Bridge,
but that 44 still had to hurt, though.
It hurt a little bit, I'm sure.
A little bit?
I'm sure it hurt a little bit.
I don't think so. That's a lot of damn money, man.
If your net worth is $300 million, that 44, think about it. If you had $300 and someone's like, yo, let me get 44, are you going to be like, bro, I can't give you no 44. All I got is 300.
That's still like 20-something.
I'm going to give you that 44.
Though. Yeah, but he not going to jail.
And that's worth it.
Yeah, that's worth it.
But, and if he made that this year, you know, he'll continue to make more as time goes on.
Of course.
You know, so, yeah.
There's no age limit on what he does.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. But what was interesting is another story that flew under the radar. So, there was a black faculty dean, Harvard's first black faculty dean, was let go by the university because he was on Harvey's defense team. So Harvard said on Saturday that a law professor who represented Harvey Weinstein would not continue as faculty dean of an undergraduate house after his term ends on June 30th.
Oh, he wasn't no real nigga anyway.
Yeah, both of them. Ronald S. Sullivan Jr. and his... I can't read today. It's all I'm struggling. Good, man. And his wife, Stephanie Well, why do they have different last name? Anyway.
Because she left his ass.
Stephanie Robinson, who was a lecturer at the law school, have been faculty deans in Winthrop House, one of Harvard's residential houses for undergraduate students since 2009. They were the first African-American faculty deans in Harvard's history. And when he joined the defense team of Mr. Weinstein, the Hollywood producer, in January, many students expressed dismay, saying that his decision to represent a person accused of abusing women disqualified him from serving in a role of support and mentorship.
That was just stupid. That was just stupid. Yep.
By him,
that bag had to be big as fuck.
Yeah, that was of course.
To represent Harvey.
Unless he was just cool with Harvey or some shit. Or maybe he, who knows?
Well, Harvey paid him.
That's what he's saying.
The bag had to be big.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Well, I'm not about to get all up in arms over this shit. You can keep fucking nailing in that he's the first black this and first black that. Right. I don't give a fuck. Bye, bro.
I mean, that was cool. But
I'm not going to get up in arms because he's the first black whatever.
Right.
Nah,
right.
Bro, you did something stupid and you got your ass fired on your day
so
off.
So you guys would have turned down the case?
Hell yeah. I'm a fucking tenured, I didn't say tenured, but you're a dean at Harvard? Yeah, I'm going to turn down that fucking case. That's stupid.
That's a stain.
He knew
that shit
was going to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You saying you wouldn't have?
I probably would have too.
Turned it down.
I don't think it would have been a good look. I mean, it's, you know, we just talked about it, like, and everybody's been talking about his name is in the mud.
Yeah.
So why would you even put yourself in that situation? It's unfortunate because he is the first black professor or faculty dean at the university. I think him being that is more important. Or would have been more important than representing Harvey.
You'd think he'd have been smarter because he was that.
Right.
You're the first black whatever at this school, and you want other black folks to kind of follow suit.
Yeah.
You Why would no you missteps. Go jump on Harvey Weinstein's team? Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
What it's made stupid. You think that nothing was going to happen to you?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Aretha, B, didn't you tweet about this?
What did Aretha do?
I did.
Her will? Them finding her will under the couch?
I probably did. I don't remember.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, that's where you got it from?
I saw B talking about it, but yeah, her will was found under couch cushions.
Yeah.
What?
Because when she passed away, the big word to talk about was that she didn't have a will. So this was like the talk of the town in Detroit. Like, how the hell she don't have no will and stuff? But they end up finding one. I think it was two that they found that was dated from 2010. And then the one that was under the couch cushion, I think over her niece's house, was from she dated it 2014. So,
well, how nasty can your fucking niece be?
I know.
You ain't clean under your fucking cushion since 2000. What was it?
2000.
5 years.
2014. Yeah.
Your ass nasty.
How often do you clean under your cushions, Mike?
At least once every couple of weeks.
Really?
I have cats. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to clean up under there. How often y'all do it?
Every
week. I see y'all nasty. Y'all nasty.
We're never in there like that. But I give you the cat thing because they always, you know, putting shit underneath the couch and all that's, you know, behind dressers and shit like that. So yeah, I do get that.
But wait, why? Okay, first of all, y'all know it's a whole ass piece of paper under the cushions. And second of all, why would it be under there? This story just sounds fishy as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why would it be under it's pretty there? Convenient, huh?
A will under the cushions.
That,
like,
from 2010 and 14?
Yeah. That kind of doesn't surprise me, though.
That don't make any sense.
I mean, it's kind of like,
not surprise
it's kinda
you,
like putting your money under the mattress.
Nah,
something like that.
Nah, bro. A whole will?
Yeah.
Like a whole will.
No, that doesn't make any sense, Ken. That makes no
why
sense.
Why not?
Nah, bro.
Why that's would you? Crazy. Okay, Aretha Franklin.
That's so black.
Who is not? Yeah, but she's not regular black.
I know.
Rich black. So why would you put a will? Why would you go get this will, you know, official or whatever, bring it back to the house and stick it under the cushion of your niece's couch? That makes zero sense. Somebody done made this will up and pretended it was Aretha's because that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't think about the conspiracy theory angle.
You just thought she just happened to just drop it under the couch?
It sounded like such a black thing that I didn't even question.
Under
the
couch
details.
Cushion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So what do you put under? That's why he don't clean yours. What's under your couch cushion?
I don't.
His diplomas under there. His bank statements all under your couch cushion.
I would have to ask the missus, how often she does it, because I don't really do the cleaning around the house.
I always forget to bring this up, but fun fact about me, Aretha Franklin is like my distant aunt.
Mm. What?
My uncle.
Sophie's here.
Oh yeah, Sophie, welcome. Oh, welcome.
Hi.
Yes. She my uncle.
I didn't hear myself that well.
My uncle, my grandmother's brother married her sister. Yeah, my Aunt Cookie, she passed away too.
Go back to the story now.
Yeah, my Aunt Cookie, she looked just like Aretha Franklin. Like, so, like,
really?
Yeah, I got an Aunt Cookie. She looked just like her. I never even put it like that. I've been told, but you just don't believe it. It's like, no fucking way Aretha Franklin is like my distant aunt. It's no fucking way. Like, but then I'm looking at old pictures, like, oh shit, that looked like Aretha Franklin. That's her sister. Like, I was
Aunt
like, damn.
Cookie is going to automatically look like Aretha Franklin.
Exactly.
There's nothing else Aunt Cookie can look
right.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, and she was cool as shit. She was flashy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh shit, it makes sense. That's like, funny. Damn.
And they just named the park after it was formerly known as the Shane Park, mm-hmm. which has been that name for as long as I can remember. And they just changed it to Aretha Franklin Amphitheater.
So it should be two cool. handwritten wills from 2010 were found in a locked cabinet, and another from 2014 were found in a notebook underneath some couch cushions.
A notebook.
A whole ass notebook.
And then nobody feel it when they sit down on the couch cushions.
Because the cushions are thick.
They ain't that fucking thick. You're not gonna
she probably had
notebook.
One of them old ass couches, though.
But it probably had plastic on it, too. So the plastic will crinkle.
It would crinkle, or the cushions are worn. So,
Mr. Franklin ain't got no old ass couch. Oh, it's her niece, though. Never mind.
Yeah, so if the cushions are worn, then it's going to automatically just feel hard anyway.
Why
yeah,
would you? Nah, I don't believe
that's
that.
Crazy.
I'm sorry.
It's been five years,
come
dude.
Come on, man.
Nah.
You didn't not even take a peekaboo under the damn couch cushion at
and
that
it's
point.
Handwritten, too.
Right.
So why Aretha Franklin handwriting a will?
Because she probably was sitting kinda, up.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin's so posh, she gonna dictate to somebody.
Right.
Why are you drinking the tea?
She got lawyers and everything. Someone should be up in here doing this.
And you know how old black people are about that stuff?
I can't. Nah, she's not that kind of old black. At this point, no, she's not.
Y'all tripping.
She ain't gonna trust the white people.
Who said white people? She's gonna dictate to somebody else, be like, this is what, and then go get the shit official.
It's gonna be typed up,
right? It's not gonna be no handwritten.
No, typing. Aretha not typing.
I'm not saying Aretha's typing.
Right. Somebody else is typing.
She got people's.
Sophie with me.
You want to ride on that?
You got multiple lawyers. assistants.
No way.
Like, bro, you're not. Come on, Ken. Stop drinking that Kool-Aid, bro.
It makes sense to me.
It don't make no sense.
It makes sense to Ken. We can move
How
on.
How old was Aretha?
102.
So you really think that Aretha would be entrusting someone else?
Yes. At that age.
I don't know, man.
And she's had. It's not like she just recently
got
rich.
I'm thinking about my grandmother.
Your grandmother's not filthy rich.
But I can totally see my grandmother. She, whatever she got, she's rich to her.
She got a house. That's so true.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
right about that.
76.
Yeah. I can totally see my grandma just writing something down around the house and putting it away in some lockbox somewhere.
I could see my grandmother doing the same shit, but they not Aretha Franklin, who's been rich since we were born.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin definitely had someone in place to do that. Yes. Man. Like, nah, she didn't do it.
And even if she didn't, the people around her would be like, Grandmama, you're not finna handwrite no fucking will in a notebook. No.
Okay.
Three of them.
All right.
And what you handwriting all these damn wills for anyway?
Right.
It probably wasn't a lot on the will.
Ken!
What?
How you even fixing your face straight right now?
To whatever. I leave such and such to what it's
You
polished.
Think she only has one house?
Or house?
Aretha Franklin got 25 houses.
Put an S on it.
Put an S on it.
I'm done. Whatever.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Nah, man. All right. That's we'll see. But they're going to verify for accuracy. So
they better. they're going to verify. Of course they are.
Yeah, but... there won't be a Harriet Tubman bill.
Until what?
Stop, y'all. The redesign of the $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman will no longer be unveiled in 2023. 2020, I cannot read.
What is wrong with you then?
I don't 2020 know.
2020?
You Game of Thrones turn?
Right. In 2020.
Man, I am tripping.
Can this push back to like 2029 or something
2028,
like
I think.
2028, yeah.
Damn, that is crazy.
Why? They Did wanted they say why?
Yeah, they wanted to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote.
Isn't she
What's that got to do with Harriet Tubman?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn
what?
Right. Harriet Tubman wasn't fighting for the right to vote. She was trying to free some slaves, bro. Right. Mm-hmm. Shit. You better do the 20th anniversary of some fucking railroad tracks.
Right.
Get that woman her bill.
Right, man.
Yeah, that's
folks, damn. Rate
the They gonna keep pushing
Tubman.
That shit back, too.
You already know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If Trump was really down, he'll make sure this shit went through.
Shit, Trump don't want that shit. He's like, I don't want to look at no nigger every time I pull out a $20 bill.
That's what it really is.
Duh.
They ain't gonna never use 20s no more.
They wouldn't.
Duh, give me 8 tens, motherfucker.
Hey, niggas gonna go to the store like, hey, can I get change? Get a change for 100. I want that shit all 20s,
baby.
Nothing
but 20s, bro.
Don't give me no fives, nothing. You want change for that 500? Yes, all 20s, please. I want to look at them hair to your face.
That would be.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would be dope. But yeah, I think, yeah, it would definitely change how racist white people view money. But yeah, man.
Yeah. Don't give me that 20.
I don't want no fucking 20s,
better
dude.
Give me that 50.
No, 20s. I don't want no motherfucking Harriet Negro.
Just give me all singles.
Name is. I don't want her on no goddamn dollar bill.
Just give me all
Put
singles.
Put that fucking bitch on some goddamn, on a chicken box. I don't want her on no motherfucking, on no goddamn $20 bill.
That's how they sound. Mike.
How the hell I'm going to spend my goddamn 20 for niggers on the front of it?
Oh,
only
my
thing you can
God.
Buy is
God,
fucking watermelon and goddamn grape soda
oh my God.
With a fucking Harriet Tubman bill.
Say
give me
like
four
that too.
Fives, guys. Give me four fives. Give me three fives. I don't give a fuck. Keep a five for yourself. I'm not getting no goddamn $40 bill. I ain't getting no Harriet Tubman shit. Some bullshit.
They gonna want singles.
It's horse shit.
And they probably will not not get $20.
Oh, no, they're not getting the 20.
You know
man.
They will.
Come on,
yeah.
man. You already know.
You know they will.
Yeah, you already know.
If they salty about Wrangler, you know they gonna be salty
yeah,
about Wrangler.
Yeah, they don't want no goddamn Tubman.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Thank
I
you
don't
for
want no Tubman.
Saying?
Isn't yeah. that crazy?
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Because one of y'all tweeted that about Lil Nas, the backlash.
Man. Oh,
yeah. Backlash from what?
What?
So Wrangler wants this? To do a clothing line with Lil Nas X and these hillbillies mad as fuck.
But what's crazy? But what's crazy? You can still buy your fucking regular Wrangler jeans. You know what I'm saying? The little.
He's just like a line. He's just doing like a line with
Wrangler.
Okay.
They don't want to support Wrangler.
Because,
period.
Because
taking
they support
our jobs.
Yes. Taking our jobs. Nice. Taking our pants. What the fuck am I wearing now?
Country folks are mad because Wrangler's.
What is it? Is it like dicks? Like, is it like a?
Dicks.
What? Like, no. Like, I was gonna say, like, Dick's Sporting Goods, like how they like to shop there, or like Bass Pro Shop.
No, Wrangler is a brand of jeans. Like, you know, you got Levi's. This
oh,
Wrangler.
I've never heard of that shit.
Yeah,
but it's we don't wear it
because we don't
Clearly.
Wear it. Yeah.
Black folks don't wear Wranglers.
Yeah. Can you still buy that in Walmart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Wranglers.
Yes. Yeah. You buy Wranglers in Walmart.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Walmart.
They're
Kmart.
Real salty.
Yeah. Yeah. They mad as fuck. They said, "Well, Wranglers are for cowboys,
Boys.
Not no rappers."
Yes. They're really saying that.
These motherfuckers
are really saying that.
I mean, I care for it. I look at the line. Them shits are ugly as shit anyway. I would wear regular Wranglers before this fucking Lil Nas X shit.
Is this one of them? You wouldn't wear that?
Hell no, I wouldn't wear no fucking jeans.
Because don't they say like Wrangler on my booty
don't
or something like
one?
That?
A jean shirt?
Yeah.
Hell no, I don't know fucking jean
I
shirt. Swear
I saw you
a jean
one.
Jacket.
Oh. I have a jean
fuck
shirt.
I look like we're. Oh.
I have a jean shirt.
It's a thing, right? It's pretty fashionable.
My bad.
I mean, it's not like starch jean. I mean, it's not like hard jean.
Yeah, it's not like your jean jacket as a shirt.
Nah.
It's different.
That's cool.
Like my work shirt is a jean shirt.
That's cool.
It is.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't seen anyone look cool in the jean shirt. But
saying,
maybe man? I ain't seen y'all yet.
I haven't seen y'all.
Matter of fact, I almost wore it today. If you've worn it here, then it must not be ugly, because I would have remembered you wearing
jean,
some ugly shit.
It's not a jean shirt like you think. It's like, it's soft jean, like material.
So it's like jegging? It's like a jegging shirt?
Shut
nah,
up.
Nah, bro.
That's what he can look like.
It ain't humped.
It's soft.
It's got extra spandex in that shit.
It's a soft jean.
Feels so loose in my jean shirt.
That's funny. I literally almost wore that today. That's funny.
I can't believe they mad. I mean, I can believe, but it's like, I think it just verifies like him being taken off the country music charts was definitely, I won't say definitely, but it really almost really makes it feel like it was a racist thing.
Of course.
Duh.
You know, I mean, but you know, they had some arguments that had some validity to them. But now, as this thing continues to go on, Billy Ray Cyrus jumping on the song and he's getting credit, and Lil Nas X is nowhere to be found. Yeah, there was a there was a picture of when the song went number one. There was a picture that was it was a Billboard sign that congratulated Billy Ray Cyrus on the number one hit.
Right, and then it said featuring, like in small print or something.
I didn't even see that.
I think it said like featuring or something like that.
They left his ass completely off.
What does he expect? It wouldn't have gone number one without Billy Ray.
No, so he was already one.
Exactly. Before the
reunion. Then why did he get Billy Ray on it?
Because he wanted him on it for a year.
Was it number one on the country charts or number one, period?
No, no, it was number one on the country charts.
That's
originally
what the uproar came from.
And then they took it off.
But then Billy Ray got it to be back on.
Yeah, he did a remix to get Billy Ray to give him validity in the country.
But didn't it get added back on to the country thing after Billy Ray was on it?
I don't know.
The remix was.
Right, so did. So is that why he got the plaque? Because Billy Ray stepped in?
But it's still Lil Nas X's song.
It don't matter. It's Billy Ray's song now.
It's Billy Ray's song now, bro.
That's Billy Ray's song now.
Featuring Lil Nas X. It's song
now. He just all won the day, Mike. What's in that juice, bro?
I'm just saying, I don't know why anybody's surprised. That's all.
I'm not surprised, but it still is really interesting watching, you know, all this stuff, you know, go down. They're acting out. You know, so
they're acting out like little children.
they are literally.
But you gonna get you some of those Wranglers, bro?
Fuck no.
Damn, why you ain't gonna support Lil Nas X?
Yeah, man.
You can't support your peoples?
Did you guys see his tweet?
Who?
So Lil Nas X tweeted about
what did he say?
So it was two black guys driving in the car and they had a horse in the back.
You know what? Yeah, I saw that shit. That shit's crazy.
He was like, this is not what I meant.
I didn't see that.
Got the horses in the back.
Yeah. That song go hard, man.
It does.
You said it goes what?
Yeah.
He said it goes what?
Hard.
Still not fucking with it, Mike?
Nah. I was at Walmart the other day getting something. I heard somebody, swear to God on my life, on the other aisle. Yo, I'm gonna take my horse down to Old Town Road. I swear to God. I swear to God on my life. If I'm lying, I'm dying right now. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Were they black that was singing that song? Do you know?
No, it was a Middle Eastern girl and like two white girls. That's what surprised me. I assumed it was gonna be some black chick running around.
No, they love that song.
Who's they? Middle Eastern girls?
No, like people of color, white people, everybody. It's super, super popular, like, amongst white people.
White folks don't like that shit.
They love it. Are you kidding?
Only white people that like rap like that shit. I don't think, like, regular white people like that shit.
You'd be surprised.
But
is he still number one on the country chart?
Probably.
Really?
The co-hosts of Black Korea love that song, right?
Yeah, Shelton.
No, more than one.
Shelton's canceled.
That's the one that said Kendrick. That's right.
That's the one that said Kendrick Lamar wasn't a rapper.
He don't count. The other one.
Just kidding, Shelton. We love you, bro.
The other one.
Who? Oh, KP.
And the other one. The one that...
Andy and...
I don't know her name.
Tiffany.
The whole show.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about. Yeah,
Tiffany. That's funny.
He's still number one on Billboard.
That's so crazy.
But is he back on the country chart is what I was asking.
No, number one on the country chart right now is Blake Shelton, God's Country.
So Lil Nas X is nowhere on there?
He's nowhere on here.
Okay, so this is just regular 100. Got it.
Sophie, what is this tweet?
What is what tweet?
Black Hair School for Adopted Moms.
Oh, I saw this. I thought that this was really cute.
No.
Really?
That's...
That's bad?
What is it?
Okay, so I saw this video. It's like, I think a black woman created like a space for adoptive moms who are not black, who have black children, to learn how to do their hair.
What's wrong with that? Have you seen the hair of children? Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's like a video too as well.
I said I have a wife that's black.
What's that got to do with that? Is your wife's parents white?
Nah.
Exactly.
But
I'm saying I guess I didn't finish. I was going to say, have you ever seen the hair of a black kid that has white parents? Sometimes they don't know what to do with their hair, so they look crazy.
Yeah.
They'll try to put them in pigtails and shit, and the little kid look nuts.
They don't know how to like wrap their hair at night or that's required.
See, I
started to help somebody in a natural hair care section one time. It was a white woman with black kids. But I didn't know if I was going to offend her if I... Because like she was having a hard time trying to figure out
yeah, that's kind of like, hey, are you having a hard time looking for your black kid? Like, yeah. That's, you know.
So I was just like, I'll pass on that. I ain't going to do that. But I can't be Rod today.
I think that that's dope, though, because when I saw this, I was like, the fact that I don't feel like spaces like this exist. And then, like... obviously that situation was awkward for you, but I feel like if, you know, white parents or even other parents of color had a space where they can literally just go to kind of like ease that awkwardness about it, like, hey, I want to do better by my kids, I want to know how to do their hair, like what moisturizers to use, this and that and the third, like, because it's definitely, like, I'm telling you, it's something that I feel like a lot of black kids especially get bullied for, like in like younger like grades and stuff like that, when their hair is like not kept up and put together.
Yeah, but FIFO, you what you seem like you have something to say about this particular topic, though.
I don't know. It made me feel a certain type of way because last weekend I went up to Cumming, Georgia. It was a car meet that was up there, and there was this one white lady that was up there, and the way she was talking about like adopting black kids, her perspective just was super off. So I'm not going to get into detail.
I know what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. So pretty much when I got home, I saw that and it made me feel a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? So
you just so happened to see that after that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like literally the same. Like once I got home, I got on Twitter and I was just browsing. I saw that. I'm like, oh, hell no.
I know you said you weren't going to get into it, but like what was the overall consensus of what she was saying? Just kind of like fetishizing the fact that she wanted black kids?
Yes.
Like having like
same shit Madonna and them do. They go and get African babies and like, look at my cute little African baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pets.
Exactly. And you know that like there was just it was just that couple that was up there that was a little weird like that. Like even the husband too. Like there was just I don't know. Even like now when I think about it, like the way he was talking to me and stuff, like it was just it. Dude was just mad weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that right after, so it made me feel a certain type of way about it.
But do you still feel like that type of space is like a disservice to black kids or?
Well, I guess since I'm not a father, I never had to really deal with, you know, getting a little girl's hair ready and stuff like that. So I don't know what it entails, honestly. So maybe I would need something like that too. I don't know.
Yeah. It feels weird. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I don't know about that. Hearing you explain it, you know, I understand a little bit more, but when I first started, I was like, that seems a little odd. And I guess black moms just automatically just know instinctively how to do it, or is that something
some of them actually don't know. Yes, I think it's kind of passed on.
But I think it's a little different. Like, for me, I cannot braid for shit. Like, I don't really know shit
so
about
you would
hair.
Go here?
No, because I have black aunts and like people who I can use as resources. Mm-hmm. Or for myself, I might not know how to do my own hair, but I know what my hair requires. So I can literally just, you know, go on YouTube and be like, how to do this type of hair, go to the store, get those products, figure it out, that type of thing. Whereas I feel like if you're maybe white or something, you're gonna be like, well, I'm gonna just use some Pantene and figure this out, you know, like it's not the same. Even like the
Pantene does have a I think a natural
they came out with that line because there was a need for it. But like even in hotels and stuff, like the shampoos and stuff that they use, they're so thin. Like, first of all, I really don't feel like black people go to hotels to wash their hair anyways. That's just because that's just us. Anytime we go on vacation, we always get our hair done and then that's just it. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know that. And
some of these kids look old as shit. Like, you don't think by that age the white parents, unless they're adopted, wouldn't know how to do their hair by then? Say for instance they had them as a
like if it was like a mixed toddler, child,
or just even as a toddler all the way up to like,
I mean, if you don't know,
seven.
You don't know.
But trial and error over the years, you can't figure that out.
They might just give up. Yeah, and let the kids' hair look fucked up.
Yeah, and they get teased for that, too.
Yeah, my 12-year-old is just now learning how to do her own hair. You know what I'm saying?
She's faster than me. Let me tell you. I did not, because my mom used to do my hair for, like, so long. And then after she was done with it, she was like, go to the salon, figure it out. And I would just go to the salon and get my hair done and get my hair done. I literally did not know how to, like, properly, like, detangle and all that stuff until like later on in life. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, for real. Because it's so, especially when you have a lot of hair, if you just put some water on it and some shampoo, that shit is not going to detangle itself. You have to really take time with it to make sure it doesn't break off and trims and all that shit. Like, you really have to take care of your hair.
You got to think too, Ken, the white people might not think the kid's hair is fucked up. They might think it's normal.
Or, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might think that's how it's supposed to look. And then the little girl goes to school and all the black kids make fun of her.
Especially when, like, you know, you're like a little black girl and your hair is, you know, not wrapped at night or whatever. And then you go to school and she got the cool beads in her hair and she has really like bubbles that match all types of way and everything's all braided up nice. They be doing all types of intricate shit because some moms really do like be styling their kids' hair. And some moms just kind of like, you know, slap it together. Like, it's neat, but it's not like the most professional. They just do what they can.
Your hair looks like a fucking broccoli patch. You walk around looking like Kodak Black.
Yeah, like that's just something that you're gonna go to school and automatically feel uncomfortable about. Because I know for a fact, because I have two nieces, and whenever they get their hair done, they feel like they're on top of the world. I even remember when I used to get my hair done and it was like freshly done, not like, you know, pressed or anything, but just, you know, you're like eight, you got bubbles in your hair,
style,
or whatever.
Yeah,
it's new when, you know, you got your oil all, you know, in your scalp and stuff. They don't know when they don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel yourself. You'd be picking out your outfit a night before, ready to go to school. If it's not like that, you're going to feel like you have to compare yourself. And there's nobody to explain that if your parents are not black. So, yeah,
I guess we got to come to the aid of white people.
What?
I mean, at least they're asking for aid. And they're not just letting these little kids look. Yeah, I mean,
I thought there's a market.
This is a place for white folks or non-black
people. Yeah, it's created by a black woman.
Right. Yeah, that's to what bring I'm saying. The, you know, I think it's smart.
I think it's really smart.
Yeah.
White people coming for us for help again. Our people Ken was trying to do. Your sneaky ass.
No, I wasn't. Be stopped.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the people complain about Robert Smith. This poor black woman is trying to help and let these little kids not look raggedy.
Hello.
And you laughing at them.
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
I was trying to understand.
These little kids.
They shouldn't have adopted them damn black kids if they weren't going to figure this shit out. So now they got
to
go to school.
They might have tried to figure it out. It didn't work.
It didn't work. And they
take them back.
You can't do the crazy hair like you do back
kids. They go to the black kids.
Keep the receipt.
Keep the receipt.
They
got to
go to the black woman for help. What's wrong with that?
I don't know how to use this product. I don't know. Yeah, it's not working for me.
Can you ain't shit?
Take them back.
Can you ain't shit?
Oh my God, that's fucked up, man.
And they coming to the black woman for help. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. Yeah. I think it's dope.
Nah,
y'all are evil,
that's
man.
That's why they don't have our young black queens out here looking wrong. They want to know how to help out.
And kings, because let me tell you something. Oh, these boys without haircuts get bullied.
Them hairlines do be messed up.
Yep. And then don't let you be at the lunch table. They will roast you.
Yeah.
Well, that's easier. You could just take them to a black barbershop. Instead of supercuts.
That is true, because...
But at least that's somewhere to take them.
Or kudzu. I don't think white folks will try to cut the black boys' hair at home. They'll
correct,
take them somewhere.
But it's still them... But exactly, and that's kind of still the same situation where you're taking them somewhere to do it or taking them somewhere to learn how to... You know what I'm saying? Because some people do still cut their kids' hair.
But that's like really our only option. Like,
right.
We don't have another option. Like, for us to maintain it is for us to like go through the ugly phase. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you don't look crazy as hell and go back to the barbershop.
Right.
There's, like, not many men know how to cut their own hair, and that's extremely difficult to do.
That's what he's saying. So it's more common for them to just like, okay, we'll just take the little kid to the barbershop. But the little girls, they might really try to be at home trying to do some shit.
But even then, you could still fuck up with which barber you go to. You can't take your kid to like,
Great
Clips. Great Clips. Don't do that.
It don't take long.
Especially in a black barber.
Yeah.
You just got to look at the scenery. You just got to see.
Supercuts is what I was thinking. Supercuts. You said Great Clips.
Great Clips. Absolutely not. Come out looking like Pete Wentz.
Well, that's the Fall Out Boy guy.
Yeah.
His hair is fucked up?
No, it's just you don't want a black kid's hair looking like that. That would look crazy.
So y'all seen this baby filter? Snapchat baby
filter? Oh my God.
That shit was made for Steven.
I love it.
Oh my God.
It's so funny that she sent it to us though. Like,
he's so cute. So you know what? He's always cracked me up. I think he's just
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah. He's just loud as hell. And
It's crazy, man. How viral that thing has gone. Like, it is.
It's
everywhere,
good.
Man.
The way they design that is really good, because it's so, like, I guess accurate. I guess it looks accurate at least. You know what I mean? So, whoever created that, they did a good job with that particular filter.
Because did it start with the
male and female?
Okay,
that,
it started
that,
with
that's
that
the one that got that,
that
was popular.
Shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my
no,
god,
I didn't like that.
The baby one was
I thought the baby one is hilarious.
It's fun.
Nah, it is. Does it actually? It sounds like a child as
yep,
well.
It sounds like a baby. Too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So
I
if you do the filter and talk, you would sound
yeah.
like a
yeah. Because like just. Listen to Stephen A.
Yeah, when well, he was
you
know going on.
Yeah,
like,
he
today?
Sounds just like a baby.
I guess I couldn't really
up.
Tell at first. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Because
I saw other videos where he had his regular voice still.
Exactly.
And he still had the baby
Exactly, yeah.
Voice,
that's what
so.
I saw. That's the initial. Yeah. I think the one Sophie sent us had his regular voice.
Yeah.
yeah.
See, it was another one, Sophie, where it's the same video that you sent, but it's a
like a baby voice.
Yeah.
I like when it's the real voice. It's just funny. Yeah, I feel like Snapchat has been doing a lot with their filters to try to get people to come back to the app after their huge fuck up. Yeah.
What was the fuck up?
Just not listening to their consumers and changing the
timeline
and the way.
I thought it was because of Instagram, really. That's what I thought.
No. So, yeah, like I think like a year and a half ago, Snapchat made all these big changes to like how you search people on how you like search to find people and their overall like ad interface
I remember
and stuff.
That. Yeah.
And then Kylie
that.
Jenner was like, fuck this, I'm not using this anymore. And then Rihanna was like, stop using Snapchat. And everyone dropped it and deleted the app.
I want to say we talked about it here, actually.
Yeah, it took a drop in stock and then everybody went over to Instagram. And then Instagram did stories and, you know, basically died from there. But they've been doing a whole bunch of cool
filters. But what I hear for other, you know, ladies that use it, they say they still like Snapchat better for their filters. They say that their filters are a lot better
everyone
than
goes to
Instagram.
Snapchat. And everyone that I know goes to Snapchat to record it and then puts it on Instagram. Yeah. So
that's
it's kind
crazy.
Of yeah.
They're saying they do that because they think Snapchat in general has better filters.
I mean, honestly, and I just kind of see this in the future. I feel like Instagram is just going to buy the people who make the filters at Snapchat or just buy the filters in general and probably.
And
I don't know if you can patent them or whatever, but I kind of see that going in that direction.
Do you still have Snapchat on your phone, Sophie?
I still have it, but I haven't posted on Snap in forever. I was on it this weekend, but straight to Instagram.
Have you done the baby filter yet?
I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it is, because sometimes I think depending on where you are, the Snapchat, like the filters are regional or something like that. So I don't know if it's on there. But
last thing, Sonic, man, they said they're going to delay the movie.
Yeah, you didn't think they were?
Remember when you mentioned it to us that they were just going to
redo Sonic
in the trailer. There were no talks at that time of delaying the movie altogether.
I told you though that it was going to be delayed. I'm an animation major. That takes a long time, man. To shut up, Mike always talking shit every time I try. To...
But
it takes a while.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because it's a rendering process. It's so much involved in animation and. The main character is Sonic.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, that's not an easy fix. It's just not an easy fix.
Yeah, you just can't fix that. I guess they were trying to fix the trailer, but the trailer is the movie itself, right?
Say that again?
So the trailer, the clip, the images or the video in the trailer is coming from the movie. So if you're saying that we want to redo the trailer to make him look better... In my mind, I'm thinking you also have to redo the movie too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know if they just do certain parts for the trailer or not. I'm not really that in depth on that. But yeah, I just think it was. I just thought it was interesting and just kind of provide an update because you mentioned it when you saw that time that the fact that it was so loud and clear, and I think you brought this up that they're actually going to redo it. I guess speaks to the power of social media, man. That is crazy.
Right.
Because,
yeah, that's why it was so crazy to me. Because this isn't like a, you know, how they can change actors in a movie, like lead roles, because, you know, whatever situation they're going through, scandal or whatever. That's a little easier. But to change animation is a lot more difficult.
Yeah. How much money are you losing? Jeez.
Should have did it right the first time.
Yeah. A lot of money and a lot of time goes into animation. Like, it takes years to for those movies to come out. Like years.
I mean, were people really struggling for a Sonic movie anyway?
Hello.
No, which
apparently
I guess
he
has
a really deep storyline though, which I did not know.
I didn't either. But I they weren't, but I guess maybe that's why you gotta get it right. You know? So you don't wanna mess it up. So but I don't care. I'm not gonna go watch it just like I didn't go watch the Pikachu or whatever that thing was.
Oh, that's out.
I heard that was good though.
I did hear it was good too.
Yeah. I never followed the Pokemon story, so I didn't.
And they got Pikachu right. He looked really good.
Oh, you saw it? You went and saw it just talking about the trailer?
No, I'm talking about the trailer. Like, he looks exactly like the cartoon.
No, it looks like it's good. I just, I can't imagine being in the in that movie because I've never followed that show once whatsoever.
I feel you.
All right, well, that's going to do it for Topics this week. We'll take a quick break and be back with commentary. This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout. All right, so we're back. Time for a comment commentary. This first comment comes from Reddit, and Puppet Steve says that I'm liking this discussion on career. I'm more or less in the same boat, getting older, and still really have no idea what in the fuck I really want to do. I've dabbled in quite a few different fields, and nothing really stuck with me.
Yeah, it bees like that sometimes.
Yeah. Purple Ninja Cat said, this episode was really a breath of fresh air after that Black Korea anti-vax episode a few weeks back. What was that about, people?
I didn't listen to that one. So they're anti-vax?
No, people were just saying that I made it sound like I was anti-vax. Because I saw this clip where they were talking about they correlated the MMR vaccine to young Black boys and causing autism and the rate of autism.
That's been going around for a long time, but there's no scientific proof behind it.
Well, there was. The CDC shredded papers on their... You know, it is what it is, but we talked about it, and people felt that I was anti-vax, and that's not my stance. I was just saying that, you know, I was just trying to shed light and say that we need to come up with something that's better than what we currently have. I'm not saying I'm anti-vax.
I feel you, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but this anti-vax shit drives me fucking nuts, because those people, I was going to say no offense to Christians, but Jesus Christ, man. Those motherfuckers are such like,
no
we
offense,
go off
but
faith.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Right. They're so go off faith without facts. If a doctor comes out and says, yo, this is what it is, and we're not going to do these vaccines because of this, fine. But they're not saying that. They're saying the opposite. But these people just don't want to believe it. And they're just like, we're not going to give our kids vaccines because it causes autism. Show me the proof.
Literally.
Show me the proof. There isn't none. So now you guys are fucking bringing back the measles. We now have an outbreak of the measles because these
people.
Motherfuckers don't want to use their brain. They're just like, they want to use their hearts. My heart says, I'm going to fuck what your heart says. Like, you're going to be out here killing babies. Because you don't want to vaccinate your little raggedy-ass kid, your little dirty-ass kid.
Kind of,
this shit is crazy.
I also kind of feel like it gives like a bad connotation with autism in general, because it's like you'd rather have a dead baby than one that's autistic. Like, and I get it. You know, you want your child to be what you consider fully healthy or whatever. And in some people's opinion, maybe even easier to take care of. But if there's nothing that has been directly linked to that, then I don't really understand the entire outrage behind it and just trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's like you would rather take a bigger risk, in your opinion, than, you know, something that isn't even linked to it at all.
They'll just give the kid spirulina and fucking eucalyptus oil.
Yeah.
And they'll think that that'll keep the kid from getting measles.
They'll tell him to drink some tea.
Yeah, drink some matcha tea, mm-hmm. and the kid will be fine. That shit is so dangerous, man.
All right, he also said, for me, the digital versus physical debate is more about space than convenience. I'd rather have all my music, movies, et cetera, compacted into my phone or computer than have to dedicate physical space in my apartment to all the media I consume. Also, why am I not surprised that Sophie orders her steaks well done?
Oh.
That's not shade.
What kind of shot is that?
It's not.
I don't know.
It's a compliment. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That wasn't no compliment.
It wasn't.
You
supposed
wouldn't know.
To
be. You don't mean
that it. Wasn't no fucking compliment.
Whatever.
I see my name.
Where?
I see my name.
So WinQ Roach, which cooking show would you watch? Cooking Click with Cook Ken and Rod, what's good? Or hashtag fuck Ken and Rod with Sophie, Well Done, and FIFO Steak Operations with Mike. There's been a few field shows mentioned on a few of the podcasts to do with food.
I'd watch a FIFO food show. I think that should be funny as hell, especially if he was high.
What?
I think it would be funny as fuck. FIFO, I don't know why. Show. I'm just thinking about
the
it.
The show
in my
would be 2 hours long.
It don't matter. That shit would be funny as fuck to me.
Damn, what was I coming over here for?
He's dancing. It would be hilarious to me. Food with funny. FIFO.
Oh, man. Yeah. Action Bronson, yeah. Watch out.
I think it'd be better. I like Action Bronson's show, but yeah. I think it would be funny to me.
That's funny.
All right, then, just a few more off of Discord. That's right, I'm jumping to Discord this time. Good and Straight Edge said, they got a pretty good question because we got to learn some more about what they do outside of DEHH. Diogen said, B kept it quiet what he does. I swear he works at an accountancy firm or something. Also sounds like Ken has a head of sales in FIFO and a marketing director in Sophie. And then G Bat Reco said, yo, this week podcast was refreshing. No arguments or dating / political / racial topics. I love this podcast because the crew got to talk about themselves and more lighthearted topics.
Fuck white people. B, you can't say shit like that. It's not right.
It's not right.
Hashtag it's not all white
it's
people.
It's not right.
It's not right.
All right.
Quick questions?
Yep.
All right, guys. It is time for the questions portion of the show. Send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter or Reddit or Facebook, and you might get your question answered on the show. Our first question today is from Majua. My situation is kind of complicated, but I'm going to try and keep it brief. I'm a 15-year-old Puerto Rican kid. My father left my mom when I was a baby to build a better life for us in the U.S., when in reality, he just abandoned us. I had a shitty relationship with him my entire life up until a couple of years ago when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and he reached out to me to give me a place to stay because our home was destroyed. Ever since then, he's been flying me out when I'm on vacation in effort to rebuild our relationship. And I really enjoyed these trips because he lives in a nice area, unlike my mom, and who I live in a really dangerous ghetto neighborhood, and because he's really fun to hang out with. I should mention, I'm not a normal kid. I'm gay. I'm into atypical music like death and black metal, as well as abstract hip hop like Billy Woods and ASAP Rock. And because of that, I've been bullied relentlessly. It's been especially bad because Puerto Rico is extremely religious and homophobic and just generally unaccommodating to different people. But my dad lives in a very liberal area on the West Coast. And as soon as I went there, I felt accepted like I never have before. I went to record stores, met other kids, et cetera, et cetera. On my last trip, he told me that if I ever wanted to move in with him, that I was always welcome. So my question is, should I go live with my dad where I feel accepted for who I am, abandon my mom who's worked ridiculously hard to keep us on our feet, or should I stay where I don't feel comfortable, safe, or accepted? I love my mom with all of my heart and soul, and I don't want to leave her. P.S. I'd like to give a huge thanks to everyone, Mike in particular, because you've shown me that I'm not the only weird black person out there, and you've been really an inspiration to me.
Did he say his age?
Okay. 15. Is it he or she?
I think it's a he. He said a gay
yeah.
man.
It's a uh-huh. he. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I say go to California. It seemed like that's where. I mean, be somewhere where you're going to be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
and I mean, I think you can still visit. You can still visit your mom too.
And I think I'm assuming her mother would be somewhat understanding. I'm assuming his mother would be somewhat understanding, because if it's like, if he's not happy here, you don't think so?
Nah. Not necessarily.
Even if she sees
that's
that
not
he's
how
like,
it sounds.
Even if she sees like, if she
because
sees
that's
that
what that's concern.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think that comes across in his question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that she don't want him to.
She probably wouldn't
want
to.
Yeah, because like.
I think it's an abandonment thing as well, because if his father abandoned them and now he's trying to rebuild the relationship back with him as a son, it's kind of like he kind of doesn't want to leave his mom in the same abandoning way that he feels like he was abandoned, maybe.
That's why I'm torn.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just torn about what to tell him. Like, you know,
because you've been through a similar situation.
Well,
right?
Well, yeah, the advice, it sounds like you say, oh, just go, you know, leave.
Exactly,
and,
but,
you know,
nah,
but
it's not that simple.
Man, your mom is, man, like, she's put it down for you, bro. Mm-hmm. And for you to leave her at 15, like, if you were 18, 19 to 20 is different.
Even 17 is a little different, I feel like.
Yeah, I would get it. And but, man, like, your mom.
And you say he's
man.
Getting bullied too, right?
I know. Like, that's why it's tough. Right. Like,
so, like, what if it, yeah. Yeah,
no, and she might hit you with the "who are you to make these type of decisions" type of conversation too.
I feel like if she hit him with that, then she's not being a very understanding parent. If he's getting bullied, and she knows it, yeah. And he explains this is why I'm being mm-hmm. bullied, and I think if I remove myself from this situation, then things will be better. It's got nothing to do with leaving you.
Right.
It's got to do with the fact that I don't think I'm going to make it through this. Because, I mean, I've told you guys before plenty of times, I was bullied from, like, 9th until 11th grade. I didn't tell my mom because I knew my mom would go down to the school and it would make things worse. If I had an option to remove myself from Conyers, Georgia in 1993, I would have done it. And I would have just hoped that my mom understood. He can always come back.
That's what I'm like. I'm like that.
But your mom doesn't want you dead.
Right.
And if you are a gay kid getting bullied
in like a super
you
religious...
don't know what could happen. Yeah, right. And she, I feel like she'll understand when you talk to her.
And in addition,
but
he
but
was
does
talking
she even
about
know that he's
in addition, he also said that she lived kind of like in the hood and mm-hmm. his dad lived in a better area. So just even on that alone, the mom should understand, like, you know, he can provide you a better life. And if it's about you, then you need to go.
Yeah, you can always come back later. Yeah,
exactly.
When
I'm still your mom.
Right.
But I want to come back to something Mike said, is that, like, in your situation, right, you said you didn't tell your mom. So how does he have that open dialogue? Because I was initially going to say just talk to her about it. But how does he have that open dialogue with it if he feels like how you did? Like, oh, if I tell my mother, it's just going to make the situation work. She's going to try to fix it. And like, oh, okay, well, shit, I just go down there and talk to them kids. And all
she's smacking with them kids.
Yeah, that's what
done.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And, yeah. And he's trying to avoid that from happening. So how does he handle that exactly?
He has to. If it's a matter of you're going to have to either deal with this for the next couple of years or speak to your mom and remove yourself from the situation, you're going to have to go ahead and speak to your mom, because bullying only gets worse when you get older. You know, a lot of people think that it's worse when you're in middle school. No, bullying gets worse when you get to 10th, 11th, 12th grade. I feel like he's going to have to just open up to his mom and explain to his mom what's happening. Even though I don't think that he specifically said he didn't tell his mom that he was being bullied, but I know we're just going off of the devil's advocate type of dealy. Mm-hmm. If he was in my situation, exactly. Yeah, you just kind of have to have that conversation, because otherwise she's not going to understand why you want to leave. And she might take it as a slight, like you were saying, Fifo, that the dad is in a better standing. He might have more money, lives in a better area. If you don't explain, like, hey, it has to do with the bullying that I'm going through at school, she might just think, well, you just want to go live in this better neighborhood. Then she might start feeling bad because she can't provide that for you. So you're going to have to just be extremely honest. If the bullying is that bad and you have an option to get out, a lot of kids don't have that option. So you have to take it.
And, you know, moms, you know, are typically protective of their kids, so yeah. She would probably encourage him to go live with his father,
unless she has some type of resentment towards the father,
or yeah, unless she shares some of the same views as the people that are bullying him in that same in Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah.
Ooh yeah. Good point.
Yeah, there's
good
a lot
point,
of moving
Ken.
Fact. A
good
lot
point.
Of moving parts.
I forgot about that.
And I know a lot of times, not a lot of times, but I've known, like, once a boy in particular gets a certain age, they feel like it they can't handle him at that point, so he needs to go off with his father. Mm-hmm. So that could be a situation.
Like a boys in the hood type of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that. But I've known real situations like
right,
that.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
You know.
That was me. My mom kicked me out.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, this boy's getting too much.
I was mostly with my mom for the majority of my life, and luckily I didn't have those problems. But, yeah, bro, if I had that option to not go to school every day, having fucking basketball players that are five times my size jumping on me, or football players, or people, you know, throwing Jell-O fruit cups and shit at me, I would have removed myself. Because regardless of what anyone says, there's really not a lot you can do when it's you versus five guys that are fucking three times your size. It's not a pussy thing. It's not a use a little bitch thing. It's a self-preservation thing. And if you can get yourself out of that situation, then just fucking do it.
They threw Jell-O cups at you?
Yes, because they weren't vegan. Then when they found out that Jell-O fruit cups were not vegan, they would throw them at me. And the thing is, I had friends in high school, but none of
what flavors?
Shut the fuck up, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just scared. Crazy. Man, I know,
he was
right?
A bully. Right there. Yeah, that comment right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised they wasted your credit.
Oh, no, thank you.
How did you react to that type of stuff in high school? Like, were you, like, kind of quiet about how you received...
I'm not crying, by the way. These are allergies, once again.
You're
so
it's all
no,
good.
I'm not.
Mike's gonna cry in the car, y'all.
It's been going all day.
But, like, were you just kind of, like, quiet about how you received it? Or did you just, like, turn around and be like, bro, chill out? Like, what was your response to that type of stuff?
You do not. Yeah. If you're in, like, ninth or tenth grade and you have dudes that are literally twice your size and they're hitting you in the back of the head or shoving you into lockers, I don't give a fuck what anyone in this room says. If you're my size, you do not turn around and say, man, chill. It makes it 10 times worse. The only thing that got them to stop was when I got to like 11th grade and I realized I had a smart ass mouth. That's the only thing. And I'm not saying this will work for everybody else because it won't.
Okay.
But I had a smart ass mouth. And I think I've told you guys before that I started hanging out with Folk Nation because my mom taught one of the kids. Mm. I became friends with one of the guys in Folk Nation. So the kids at my school knew not to fuck with me anymore because they'd have to deal with Chris. That was what changed my situation. So once I could say stuff back to them that would hurt them in the heart, that would really fuck up their soul.
Mm.
And then they knew also that they couldn't do shit.
So low blows.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Because I didn't know that I could do that when I was in ninth or 10th grade. So I would just take it.
Right.
You know, if somebody that's a huge brolic dude walks up and slaps you in the back of the head, you don't turn around and fight.
Was it even like personal stuff when you were making low blows? Because typically I know that low blows are typically personal. It's not something
I would
like...
just say stuff that I wouldn't repeat now. You know, I would probably make very, you know, call them ugly. I don't know. I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know them personally.
I wasn't sure how low these blows were going. I wasn't.
Y'all
sure.
Y'all know me. I can go low. I don't do it anymore.
I don't know
but...
if it was stuff like that's why your daddy left you, like that type of shit.
Yeah, I would say anything that I could say to break them down.
And then
I would
do it. Just be kind of like
they would be embarrassed,
shit.
And they'd be like, "Well, fuck, I can punch him, but that's not going to change the fact that I that
I'm
he
hurting
just said
on,
that.
On
yeah,
the inside
I'm really
now.
Hurt now because this guy just said some fucked up shit. Not only, I mean, it's a lot of
yeah. That was your defense
different
mechanism.
Things. I also became friends with this kid that was a third degree black belt in high school, so he had my back. So it was just a lot of things that changed for me around 11th grade.
Hell no. Nah.
But a lot of people don't have that because I had other friends that were not that lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to try to protect them.
Oh wow.
You know, so you had this little skinny kid that's
so
trying to protect
crazy.
Other little skinny kid.
That's yeah, just crazy because I feel like I never experienced bullying, not that I can remember. And so I feel like maybe because it didn't happen to me, I didn't like look for it happening to other people. Like I didn't like try to look for it happening to other people. Like I noticed, I think for one kid and I was just like, bro, stop. You're probably going to shoot us. Like, just chill out. You know, like that type of shit. But I didn't really see like specific groups of kids getting like pushed into lockers and like, you know, like
it was always me and my group of friends. We were the only group that was
like
considered
that.
Outsiders that would get picked on.
That's so weird.
And it didn't happen until I came here.
Yeah.
When I was in California, I came from like
sweet.
Being the yeah, like we were the kids,
the cool
you know,
kids.
Oh,
yeah.
They're the funny ones. They're yeah. the ones who can break dance. Yeah. They're the skateboarders. All that shit was normal
yeah.
in Sacramento. But when I come to Conyers fucking backwoods ass Georgia, the shit was different. And it was like the moment I stepped into the school.
Was it like white kids bullying you or all
no,
different types?
No, it was
types?
Mostly black kids because I came here and I didn't speak properly.
Oh, speak.
In my mind, I spoke properly. To them, I didn't speak properly.
Is there like a Conyers slang or is it just Atlanta?
No, it was just a Southern slang.
Oh, okay.
I came here and I didn't understand what anyone was saying.
Oh, that's the worst.
So people would say, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
no, dead ass.
I have no idea what the fuck
no,
you just
said. No, for
real.
Dead ass. That's how yeah. they be talking.
And I
for
told
real.
You all this before. I'll be real quick, Con. I promise. You know, somebody was like, you know, where you stay at? And I had no idea what the fuck that meant because we didn't say that in California.
So it almost seems like he was dissing them in a way.
Yes. It seemed like I was being an asshole.
Or
when
like
when
stuck
in reality,
up or
I was
you
like,
literally didn't know
I
what
literally
what
don't
saying.
Know what the fuck you're talking yeah. about.
And it wasn't just the kids, the teachers. I didn't know what the fuck they were saying in class. So I started getting bad grades because I didn't want to come home and tell my mom, like, I don't know what to do. Like, they're saying shit that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel it.
So it was just a fucked up situation.
Okay.
I had that same experience when I lived in Macon, Georgia.
Sure.
Because it was even worse because you're talking about, like, extra country.
Well, I know. Yeah. That's where the Klan got me. But we'll tell that story another day.
I'm glad you
they
kept
got
that
you,
short.
You did
we'll tell that story
tell
another day.
Already.
It's another day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, another
y'all
day.
About to get cut.
So just in case it got lost, any
final
words of advice for this guy?
Talk to your mom, bro. Talk to your mom and get yourself out of that situation. You can come back later. Your mom will understand.
I 100% agree.
I know it's not that simple, Ken. Right. I know. Because I see you leaning back. But, yeah. I do understand what Ken is saying, too. Your mom, she might feel some type of way, but I think she'll
just make sure to make sure it's not her. Like, let her know that, hey, it's not about you. I'm not trying to abandon or leave you. This is just something that I feel like I need to do for myself. And I know that you might not understand it, but I need you to just try and, like, see where I'm coming from. That's the best that you got. Well, good luck.
No, I was just going to wrap up. Go ahead, finish.
Hey, boy, it was a smoothie.
I will say this real quick. I'm sorry.
Y'all about to get caught by a drop kick.
I know. But I will say this because, because I just thought about this. Y'all know I have my daughter, right?
Yes.
And
y'all know that.
Yeah, but people may not. People may not. But it was a point in time where I thought she did want to go with her mother. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why I've been working, doing all this shit. Like, why would you want to do that? But then I thought about it as like, well, you know, every daughter needs their mother type thing. So I had to come to grips with that if she actually wanted to leave.
Right, right.
So I can level with the parent if you do decide to tell your mother. Like, she will feel some type of way. She don't want to let her son go.
Right,
because I didn't want to let my daughter go. But I understood if I needed to, I would have to,
right?
Because it's ultimately her decision. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would leave them with.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I just thought about that. Why you do that?
The children. Oh, yeah. I just cannot. All right. Well, thank you, Majua, for your question. Good luck. I hope everything works out. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. And
hey, Majua, you know, send me a private message if you want to, man. We can keep talking about this if you want.
All right. Mike, opening up the DMs. What else?
Only for Majua, not for the rest of you motherfuckers.
Whatever. It's going to be like 100 by the time we end the podcast.
That's dope.
All right. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.